So, Sid, I'd like to welcome you to the world of Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift. Now, if I may be so, first off, welcome.
Thank you, Justin.
If I may be so bold, I'd like to offer some maybe tasting notes for this particular film. Mm-hmm. In this one, we're going to be exploring some different themes. This one is more about family.
No. Hold on, wait. You said that the first two were about family.
Yes, and this one is about family. Now, what are some of the differences? Well, none of the people... Boy, I made you sort of tell me that you would watch this before I sort of told you this part, is that nobody you have seen in previous Fast and Furious movies is in this one.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Nobody?
No, you got Lucas Black and Bow Wow are sort of our two leads, and we're headed out of the country. It's not even the country you've seen before, because we are going to be headed to Tokyo.
Well, I mean, I imagined it was in Tokyo since it's called Tokyo Drift, but I thought somebody that I had seen before would be in this. Why did they do that?
You have to imagine. Okay, here's what I will say, and why can't you just skip Tokyo Drift? Well, it is sort of like an Avengers situation where they're laying a lot of groundwork, and then in Fast and Furious, the Fast and the Furious... it all kind of comes together into one coherent universe.
So it's not like Halloween 3.
Which is a completely different film.
Right. Halloween 1 and 2, we follow the story of Michael Myers. This will resume with Halloween 4. But Halloween 3 is that one where those masks make the kids' faces turn into like snakes and bugs.
No, actually, that is exactly what Tokyo Drift is like. You've been following the story of Brian... I think is his name. Paul Walker's character.
I can only imagine that was his name.
And Vin Diesel, sort of. He wasn't in the second one, but... And they're not in the third one. So in this sense, it is like Halloween 3. So what are you... Can you just give me like a brief sort of... What are you seeing in the right now?
Well, we're in a high school now. We're following a young man who I think is supposed to be a high school student. Is that right? Are we supposed to believe he's a high school student?
He looks like a shop teacher, but I think he's a high school student, yes.
Okay. So we're following this very old high school student through... Oh, that was gross. I'm sorry. That was a very intentional shot up that woman's skirt. I'm sorry. That was just gross. That was unnecessary. So he's at school. There was
holy shit.
Is that
Zachary Ty Bryant? Yes. As a bully. Yes. This is a good movie. I've given this movie 4 stars already.
So far, this again has another Grease feel to it. Right? Like, he's like the greaser in shop class. He's like working on the car. And here's like the preppy jock football guys who are like giving him a hard time. Yeah. Is that Sandra D?
That's the Sandra D of the film, who we just got a gratuitous upskirt of.
You don't get that much in Grease.
Oh, no. The Zachary Ty Bryant just threw a baseball through the shop teacher's windshield.
I think he's a student.
That's impossible. Let's keep watching. We'll find out.
I feel like this scene where they're racing through the new housing development that's narrated by Kid Rock, would you say?
Scored by?
I feel like that as this scene was being shot, Kid Rock could sense it and showed up and was like, this is a scene that has to have Kid Rock music. It just does. You've got to let me put my music to this great scene.
Let me direct this scene, Justin Lin. Please, let me, Kid Rock, direct this one scene.
He actually said, by the way, racing for pink slips.
Yeah? That's what it's called.
I'm just
racing for pinks. Now, when I was in middle school, if you race for pink slips, that means that whoever loses gets a pink slip and gets sent to detention.
Right. That was the part. That was the part of the white card you got, right? Didn't you get the pink copy?
Yes. We call them pink slips because you would actually get the pink receipt. It's like, you're an idiot. Here's what you got busted for.
I never got one, but I imagine that's what it was like.
I bet me and Kid Rock got more than our fair share.
I hope, if that's true, that that is the only thing you have in common with Kid Rock, other than, have you ever done music for a Fast and Furious movie?
I have not. These people are driving through a lot of these houses and just messing them up structurally. I bet those people are going to be mad. Oh no, Zachary Ty Bryant is losing, and Lucas Black just winked at him. Sorry, the shop teacher, I mean.
I really think he's a student because he's going to take that other high school student to prom if he wins.
It's kind of a Reader's Digest thing. Like, my shop teacher took me to prom because no one else would take me. That kind of deal.
No, I don't think that was... They're racing for a human to take her to prom.
You predicted that she was going to be seriously injured or killed in this race because she is in the car for no reason. There's no reason she should be in Zachary Ty Bryant's car. Maybe they both beef it?
Oh, no. Oh, no. I hate all this.
Oh, no. He's losing control. Now he's wrecking, too.
Well, I'm glad these people are finally... I'm glad these shows are finally showing the consequences of reckless driving.
That's actually the plot of Tokyo Drift, is it's all consequences. His car is flipping over. There is an open bottle of Tabasco sauce.
My eyes.
It's like that scene in Wayne's World where they're just carrying the pane of glass back and forth. Like, why are you carrying this pane of glass back and forth?
Is he okay?
No, he's dead too. It's a short one. This one's short.
No, I think it's...
They're all fine.
Of course.
It's Fast and Furious. There's no repercussions. Listen, read the statistics. No one's ever been hurt in a car wreck. It's just science.
Okay, Justin.
Sidster.
So he's in trouble for driving through houses and stuff. And his mom, by hitting on the cop, has made a deal that instead of going to, I assume, juvenile detention or jail, he goes to Tokyo.
Yes.
They'll explain why he's in Tokyo.
Oh, I can explain why. Do you want me to skip ahead a little bit? I'll just explain why.
Okay.
He was in a car wreck that hurt two rich people, and rather than go to juvenile detention, they actually sent him to Tokyo.
No, I know that, but like... See, that seems like a present, though. That seems like a treat. Like, I would love to...
He didn't want to go to Tokyo.
But I would love to go to Tokyo.
He's got shop classes to teach.
I just don't... It feels like they gave him a present. Oh, is that his dad? So he had to come here to be with his daddy.
Exactly. His mom didn't want him anymore.
So wait. The police...
That's why they call this one Fast and Furious Tokyo Dad.
The police punished him by making him go to live with his dad in Tokyo?
That is correct, yes. And it seems that his dad has just sent an adult friend of his out because he didn't realize that his son, the shop teacher, would be arriving on the 7th, which is today.
I just think it's kind of BS that his punishment for doing these truly terrible driving stunts to these houses is just that he has to go to Tokyo to live with his dad.
Well, we'll have to see how this relationship develops. I'm on the edge of my seat. His dad has some roles that he told us about. The role is you go to school, you come back here, and never, under any circumstances, are you to get near a car. Vroom, vroom. His dad said vroom, vroom real quiet.
But it's just like Footloose and Dancing. You can't stop him. You can't stop the... I was going to say you can't stop the beat, but that's a different thing. That's Hairspray. That's not Footloose. No, but either way, you know he's going to find a car.
And cut loose. Footloose.
Okay. So he has started high school. He doesn't speak Japanese. But he is in a... I mean, he's just in a Japanese high school.
It's called immersion learning.
No, that's not. No, that's not. He won't. He doesn't know what's going on.
He'll osmose it. Oh, man, the lunch is so weird, Sid. Sid, it's so weird and different. It looks like he's eating the... They've made Japanese food look like the food from Hook.
Yes.
That's Bow Wow. You may know him better as Lil Bow Wow, but he's not so little anymore, as you can see in this picture.
I just don't... I feel like this is all wrong. I don't know. I have not been to a high school in Tokyo, but I feel like this is wrong.
I feel like I have... I haven't either, but I feel like I have been because of Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift.
I've watched a lot of Sailor Moon, and their schools don't seem like this on Sailor Moon.
Yes, Sydney, to answer your question, yes, that young man is, I believe, a high school Yakuza.
So, oh, he's continuing to insult the high school Yakuza.
Yes.
I'm embarrassed, because he's the American here.
Yeah. And he's very confused about the culture. Here's what I am impressed by. Can I just say this? It seems to be fairly late at night in this shot in a weird parking garage where there's a bunch of racing happening. I'm very impressed that he is not struggling more with jet lag. Me, I'd be on the floor right now. I would be so tired. I'd be asleep. He's ready to party.
I just can't. He's ready to party. He's arrogant. He's hitting on this high school Yakuza's girlfriend. And he doesn't care. He doesn't know what Yakuza means. He doesn't know what anything in Japanese means other than the word for slippers. That's the only one he's managed to memorize. It's frustrating because of the arrogance. You know? The arrogance, like, he doesn't speak the language. He has no idea about the culture. He has no idea what's happening. But he's just, like, all swagger. And it's just, I guess that's, like, the way, I mean, it's the way Americans are seen. It just, it's very, I'm getting embarrassed.
Sorry. I absolutely want to hear you out because I think it's, like, so important. But we also just missed the moment where they introduce the concept of drifting, which has existed in the world, but not in the world of Fast and Furious. And for all intents and purposes, it was just invented just now in the movie because the shop teacher has not heard of drifting. And he was just introduced to the concept right here, right now in Japan.
Is the concept of drifting from Tokyo?
I don't know. I do it in Mario Kart and I have for years. So I don't think that is accurate, but of course it's a Japanese game. So maybe I don't know if Tokyo invented drifting, but it's when you turn your car, but it still keeps going sideways some, cause you're going so fast.
Mm-hmm. I would think you wouldn't want to do that in a parking garage, but that seems to be the goal in this parking garage.
Well, they can't just do it on the streets. Anybody could see them out there. This guy, Han, is a cool character, but he has been just eating chips for about 20 minutes. Every time they cut to him, he's popping another chip in his mouth.
I forget when these movies are set sometimes, and then I see, one, the fashion, two, the frosted tips, and three, the giant cell phones that everybody has. We're in the Razor era right now. I don't know if you've noticed, but
yeah.
The Razors are big in these scenes, and I like that.
Okay, you have to finish your drink because I have to go get a refill.
Okay, so he just had a car race. He just had an underground car race in the parking garage. in which he was expected to Tokyo Drift, except he knew he didn't know how because he had just been introduced to the concept.
Correct.
I mean, like 30 seconds prior.
Very American, though. He thought he would figure it out and then beat the person named Drift King.
So he raced. He destroyed the car because he was very bad at it. And comes home to his father in a comically large pile of empty beer bottles.
If this was one night his father was going to the hospital, there's a lot of beer bottles.
And his father's like going to kick him out. And then of course he's not now because he's just not going to race. But like, we're supposed to accept the conceit that like this kid just can't stop racing. He can't stop finding illegal car races.
I've never encountered any illegal car races that I know of. This guy finds one on his first day in Tokyo.
But I mean, on the other hand, like, I don't know how you want him to succeed here. You have not in any way tried to teach him Japanese.
Yeah. Whoa. Wow. He's just shirtless, huh?
Well, now we're in like a bathhouse. Okay. I don't have anything else right now. Where is Han from?
I don't know.
His English has no accent.
Not everybody in Tokyo has an accent, isn't he? His name is Han. I don't know. I can't help you with this. Here's what I will say. And you pointed it out about his love interest in this movie, who is, like, does not have a traditionally Japanese look and does not, and has what?
Well, he asked her where she was from, and she, I don't know. I'm not
sure. Sounds Australian or New Zealand.
Something, yeah. I'm not sure what her English is actually.
What Tokyo Drift says is if you are expected to identify with a character, I think that they can't be too, they have to be recognizable to you in some way. So Han doesn't sound too Japanese because the creators of the film think, hey, I don't want to scare you off. Listen, this is still sort of like what you know from home.
I just don't understand. We had a room full of people who, as far as I can tell, live in Tokyo and have for some time, and they were speaking English to each other. And we have established that subtitles can happen because we had a character speaking Japanese and subtitles.
This is a very good point. Yes.
So why in this world would these three...
He left the room and they continued to speak English, which is baffling.
Yes. I mean, I accept the fact that everybody can speak English is not strange because monolingual Americans are the rarity. Our inability to learn other languages is our problem. I am not surprised that all of these Japanese characters also speak English, but I bet when they're alone without the Texan, they probably aren't still speaking English.
Well, it's about family, Sid. That's about, I,
oh my God. Is Nos back in this?
The logo shot of Nos is one of my favorite things about the franchise. Sydney, don't knock it.
Now there's police. He was going 197
miles per hour. Yes. His tires are on fire.
Okay, wait. Is it in a different?
I'm assuming metric. It's hard for me to describe the feeling of non-emotion I get whenever Fast and Furious treats me to a roughly 30-second pan of several cars. And I can't think of a descriptor because I don't know if they're expensive or good cars or fast cars, or maybe they're especially hard cars. They're really hard ones.
I'm okay. Why is there a car shop? And then was that a capsule hotel
in the garage? Yes.
with a club attached to it that was attached to another club.
That you've got it. That's right.
Okay, never mind.
So when you look, it just show, they'll show you these cars and then they'll say, what do you think, Justin? It's pretty good, right? We're going to keep shooting at them for a while. And I'll say, I guess, guys, good cars. I don't know if these are supposed to be, how this is supposed to make me feel. It's very disconcerting. I prefer when the movies are just about family.
Why is he training the American guy who doesn't know how to do this to drift instead of just like, I mean, like doing it?
Because he's DK's kryptonite. He just covered that.
Why?
Because he's DK's kryptonite.
But why?
Because he'll...
DK beat him.
Yeah, but he'll have to go to juvie unless he goes to Tokyo. So that he goes to Tokyo so he doesn't have to go to juvie.
This one makes the least sense so far.
And that's saying something. With his accent, the only thing I want him to say is, I don't want your life. It's the only line I want to hear from him, and then he won't give it to me.
The accent is just so much.
It's a lot.
I still feel like it's unfair.
I don't want your life.
To me.
To you personally, it's biased against you. You're being marginalized by the shop teacher.
No, I just wish I was represented better as an American, is what all I'm saying.
Fair enough. That was one of the wilder things I've ever seen in my life. Okay, so he asks Han, what do you drift for? Which is part of this movie's bizarre fetishization of drifting. But he asks Han, what do you drift for? And he's like, I'll show you. And then they cut to these two women in a parked car in the middle of an intersection, who Han then drifts donuts around for a long time, and then the girls are like, that's good drifting. Here's my phone number. You know what? Now that I think about it, I should get out of this intersection because it's an intersection.
I still can't get past what do you drift for?
What do you drift for? It's a question everybody must ask themselves, Sid. Hey, Sid, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, I know. Go ahead.
What do you drift for?
Justin, I've never drifted, and I have just been introduced to the concept 30 seconds ago, but as an American, I can only assume that I'm great at it. So I'm going to get in my Subaru, and I'm going to go drift around the cul-de-sac a few times. And then I'll let you know what I feel in my soul I'm doing it for.
Subaru drifting is always the most impressive. I'm realizing as we enter the second hour of this film how important to the, call it, palatability of these movies, which include cars and racing, neither which I give a singular hoot about. I'm realizing how important the charisma of the leads is to these films in terms of their palatability.
Yeah, I can't say I'm enjoying this.
My man Lucas is a bit of a wet blanket. Han's great, but Lucas is a bit of a kind of a turd.
I'm really confused about that.
Which part?
About, like, what's his, to quote the jerk, special purpose?
Who, Lucas? He's American, which is basically a superpower.
Oh my God, look, his...
He said, how come you never drift?
His handle is Bama Boy.
Barf. Barfa Boy.
Oh, come on.
It's the worst. None of this means anything.
No, they just had this whole conversation about outsiders and insiders. And also, do you know how much I hate when we're supposed to think they're like connecting. And what really just happened is she shared intimate details about her life. And in response to that, what did he do?
He didn't say that must have been hard. He didn't say it must have been difficult. You know what he said? He said, listen, I got...
I'm going to tell you about my life now.
Now, you finished talking, right? Excellent. Let me talk about what's going on in my life.
I got a monologue about Bama Boy that I need you to hear right now.
Here's my Bama Boy monologue. My mama, she and I, my parents split up when I was 3, and my mama and I moved around a lot. And it was mostly my fault. Well, it was all my fault. And he doesn't have a flicker of self-awareness. Like, you know, when I should get home, if I get home, I should stop being such a dipshit.
Yeah, well, I mean, because her hard story was that her mother passed away. We have no mention of her father, so I guess was not in the picture. She was raised by someone else because she didn't have parents, and she always felt like an outsider. And his hard story is, my parents got divorced, and then because I was such a jerk,
dipshit.
My mom had to move all over the place to keep me out of juvie.
Do you know how bad your kids would be before you're like, well, I'm moving. There's no recovering from this. We have to move to a different state.
And also, is he wanted in all those states?
Yeah,
or was it just like,
great point.
Did the cops give her an ultimatum, like, get out of town,
no
lady?
One ever, you, no actual law enforcement is like, listen, normally we'd send him to jail, but you guys just get out of town.
It really is like the old West. Just get out of here and don't ever come back.
This car part is pretty boring. So I wanted you to speak on something. You just asked me, is Han going to die? And then you said, it seems like the natural evolution. Can you speak on that?
I mean, something has to happen.
Law of large numbers. Something does have to happen in the movie, or else why did they get the cameras and everything?
I mean, as far as I can tell, the evolution of these... they're still high school students, which is still really messing with me.
Not all of them. DK's not. Hans. I think the only ones that are Neela and the shop teacher are still in high school. That's it. I think that's it.
I'm more disturbed by that. But and Twinkie.
Twinkie is in high school. Yes.
No, I'm. But that is also more upsetting. But anyway, so far what has happened is shop teacher has gotten... he had to leave his dad's house. He didn't get kicked out. He just voluntarily left because he knew, like, he had to race. He had to drift.
Had to race.
He had to drift. So he left to live in the garage. And then...
She moved out of DK's house, and Neela got into a fight with DK, and she moved out of DK's house where she lived, apparently, with DK's grandma. And you very astutely said... come on with me. You can live in the garage, which I think is accurate because he's like, I got a place you can crash. It's this garage is connected to a Capital Hotel. It's connected to a nightclub, connected to another nightclub.
So they're good.
That's my address. Hey, I'm filling out return address. How do I put in garage next to a Capital Hotel, next to a nightclub, next to another nightclub?
In Japanese.
Yeah. Teach me the kanji.
I still only know the word for slippers.
The only thing I learned was slippers.
School's hard. But then the high school Yakuza is in trouble with his uncle.
And right, because so, he realized that Han has been stealing from them.
And now a car chase has ensued. I just feel like... like, what else could possibly happen? If this doesn't end in a death, if it just ends in, like, I don't know, like, they raced and it's over, then what next?
You're saying Han is going to die, and then everybody will be like, I guess Han has truly drifted his last drift. May you drift on in heaven into the great drift in the sky.
I'm still unclear on Han's story, because when he asked, how'd you end up here, he was like... this was my Mexico.
It didn't make any sense either. Maybe he'll reveal that on his deathbed or death street. I forgot to tell you, you were right about Han. Sorry. We just watched him perish in a drift. A drift run wrong.
High school Yakuza chased him to death.
I did want to tell you a fun fact that I think is actually really great. Chronology wise.
Yes.
There's the Fast and the Furious. And then Too Fast, Too Furious. Oh my God, his dad just pulled a gun on DK. This is wild. Too Fast, Too Furious. And what is great is that Fast and Furious 4 and 5 and 6 take place between Fast and Furious 2 and Tokyo Drift. The next Why? Three movies in the franchise take place in the chronology wise. The order is 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, 3, 7, 8, 9. It's crazy.
Why?
I don't know. But that's the truth.
I can't even fathom how these stories are going to...
What a delight this is going to be. I can't wait. I don't know if we'll have any closing thoughts. This film's almost over, I have to think.
Wait, did she just get in the car with High School Yakuza?
Yeah, she got in the car. How is it harder for you to remember DK than High School Yakuza? His name's DK. Or Deke for short.
So, okay. Bama Boy has made a deal with the Yakuza that if he's going to race Yakuza nephew, High School Yakuza, and...
Still DK, but go on.
The loser has to leave town. And then, ostensibly, he said... Yakuza was like, we'll race tomorrow. And he was like, well, actually, I don't have a car.
Oops.
So I'm going to need you to give me several weeks of montage time that I can get the car my daddy's working on, get the old car I busted up, you know, earlier in this movie. I'm going to combine those cars into a new car with the help of all my friends. And then I'm going to, I need some practice time too. So if you could just let me.
You understand, practice. Sir. I just need time to build a car that's fast enough and practice a whole bunch so I can beat your nephew fair and square. I just need a bit of montage time. You understand?
So if you'll just let me have that time, sir, I'm sure it'll be the end of all your problems. And then the Yakuza boss was like, okay, this is fine.
This is right. It's no problem at all. Take all the time you need, literally.
I mean, it's been like a month.
Yeah, it's been a long time, but now I bet he's good at drifting, so he's got that going for him, which is nice.
Okay, the big final race scene has commenced. When the high school Yakuza fell off the cliff, everyone cheered. Like, his car fell down a cliff. It was terrible.
Yes, but he had really bad BO, and he was a Trump voter, so everybody was excited that he fell off a cliff, which I think that's not me. I celebrate all people, but I'm just trying to explain. He was a racist, too. You didn't know that in the movie, but...
I just think, like, he could have died. It doesn't seem like he did, but he could have. And everybody cheered for that, which I think is weird. And now I guess Bama Boy works for the Yakuza?
He drifts for whoever, you know, he wants.
I really thought, I know this is the only ending that made sense, but I really thought we were going for a leader of the pack thing here. For a moment.
You thought that the lead of the movie, the guy Jen, would die in a wreck. It's what you thought would happen in Fast Furious Tokyo Drift.
Leader of the pack, and now he's gone. I really thought maybe. It just had that feel.
This guy wants to race the new DK. This guy knew Han.
Oh, this guy knew Han. I wonder who he is.
He said Han was family.
All right, he's going to race him. Who is it? Is it Vin Diesel? Who is it? I can't even fathom who we're about to see.
Oh, yes, it is Dominic Toretto.
What? No. No.
Right, so you remember what I said about the chronology, right?
Okay.
Dominic Toretto, who said Han was family because this movie is about family, as I've said repeatedly,
has come to Tokyo to race a high schooler.
That's correct. When you say it like that, it cheapens it all, Sydney.
I'm just saying, like, right, he's still a high schooler.
That is the Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift. Thank you for coming on this adventure with us.
That I'm sorry. That was the worst one yet.
That was the worst one yet.
I mean, they did put a warning about don't drive bad at the end.
Love that. And now, but you understand that this franchise is about to ramp up in such a huge way. We're going to get everybody back together, and that will be how it is with Fast and Furious, the fourth Fast and Furious movie, followed by Fast 5, et cetera, et cetera.
I'm going to need a break in between, like a palate cleanser. Maybe some movies with no cars. Could we watch some old movies with horses or something?
No, but I will let you go to sleep tonight. And then start.
I'll let
you go to sleep tonight, and then we'll start Fast and Furious first thing tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. I'll see you there.
Okay, great.